You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
819, one of the things that I want to make sure that we're doing on a daily basis here on Jacksonville's Morning News is working to answer as many questions as you have and where you live as well. And in Clay County, the Emergency Operations Center is in full activation mode. They're in round-the-clock meetings and planning and whatnot. We want to check in every so often with our friends there and John Ward to get a sense for what sort of guidance you all are giving to the community, what's different since we last heard from you. John, thanks for coming back on. Do appreciate it and carving out a few minutes. And it's what are the biggest questions that you're wanting to make sure that you answer for folks who live through Clay County?
I think the biggest thing, Rich, is what we're really pushing is the physical distancing. We started to see a lot of group gatherings. Obviously, people have been, you know, cooped up at home. They want to get out. We're a socially active society, so it's just really trying to control that physical distancing. So as of sundown yesterday, all our playground equipment and our group sport fields have been closed at all our parks. We're trying to leave our green spaces open to give our folks an opportunity to get out and do stuff, but it's really just that physical distancing that we've got to stop to so we can flatten the curve and not have that surge on our medical system.
Will you all then be patrolling some of those fields and whatnot to try to keep people at a distance, or might that be the next thing that ultimately we have to see closed as a result of people still gathering?
I really hope we don't have to close those, Rich. We're going to work on fencing some of those areas off and in some areas removing like the basketball boards and stuff like that to reduce temptation. But I'm really trying to keep our boat ramps and our green spaces open because we need something to get out and do, because we're looking at this being a 6 to 8 week impact minimum to our area. So I'm trying to keep as much of this open as possible, but we really got to have our citizens pay attention to those large group gatherings, because our younger generation can be carrying the virus, never know it, and then pass it on to some of our more vulnerable populations and where it could be fatal for them.
And along those lines, John, what are you hearing from the local hospitals around Clay County about bed space and ICUs and ventilators? Is there a shortage of any issue that you are hearing from hospitals around Clay?
None as of yet. We're communicating with them on a regular basis and monitoring those, and all our area hospitals are in good at this point. I think we're planning for what could be, hoping it doesn't, but that plan is in place to get to that. But all our hospitals are good at this point.
I tell you, all the great folks in Clay County, they really stepped up. Did you see that Middleburg community where we lost a gentleman in his early 70s, a veteran, and they were planting American flags and teddy bears all over that community? Certainly does warm your heart, even though it is a very difficult situation.
This is and that's why I love Clay County. Between the partnerships we have here that I put close to anywhere in the state, I'm sitting across from the director of the Department of Health, and we're communicating information daily, and then the community. And that's what I love so much about Clay County, is we can all come together in events like this.
John, we'll continue to stay in close contact with you. If you have anything new to pass along, make sure you let us know. We'll certainly be happy to get that information out there as virtual learning continues across Northeast Florida and gets going today throughout Clay County Public. Jacksonville's Morning News continues. It's 8:22.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.